In the know with Sophia. Good evening and welcome to In the Know with Sophia, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Sophia, and I hope everyone is having a great evening. Tonight, my special guest is spoken word artist and lyricist and producer Iz Watts. But before we get started, for all you artists who are trying to get your music played on the IL radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infinitelcnt.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infinitelcnt.com.
All right, so for those who may be tuning in, I have artist Iz Watts with me this evening. Iz, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm glad you came on with me this evening.
It's just, it's beautiful that we're on two different coasts. Able to talk, so, and I'm thankful to be sharing the music with everybody.
And you know what? We're happy to have you come on and share your music with everyone. But before I get started, I hear something special going on with you today.
Oh, yeah. It's my sister's birthday. So, shout out to her. Definitely.
Now, what's her name?
Her name is Verona.
Verona. All right. Verona, yes. My name is Ohiniwa, and I would like to wish you a happy birthday today.
Thank you.
I just want to put that out there to her.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, did you have anything planned special for her?
Nah. It's a happy birthday. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Being that you are a writer and lyricist and producer, have you written her? Let me ask you: did you write her a happy birthday song?
Oh, nah.
No.
Not yet.
Okay. Oh, boy, she would have got a kick out of that one.
Yeah. Go ahead. I was going to say she probably don't even know I do this. I keep this very, selective. Kind of like a Batman, Bruce Wayne type thing.
Now, why is that, if you don't mind me asking?
I guess, poetry is always kind of me being a personal thing, so kind of easier to perform for people I don't know than people I know.
Okay. With that, you've been in the business for as long as you have, for over 15 years. What changes have you seen in the music industry as far as the style of music and what you do, and has what you've done spoken word wise grown, or is it becoming new?
Like, hip hop when I was growing up was kind of like how reggae is with the Rastafarians. Like, everybody equated but and put them both together, but they really two separate things. But the spiritual side, the Rastafarian culture was so much in the reggae that people thought it was one. But at hip hop, a moment in hip hop, you know what I'm saying, it was like that with the nations of gods and earths. You know, you had artists like Rakim. Like, Rakim's lyrics were so powerful, it moved the crowd. I remember listening as a little child and me and my friend going to the library and stealing the Quran. Because a man was on a record saying he was God. Never heard nothing like that before. So, you had Brand Nubians, Wake Up. But also at the same time, you had the Coogi Raps, you know what I'm saying? There was a balance. And then the war, the attack, you know what I'm saying, by the government and so-and-so through the crack and all that, and got to weaponize the music. Now that they see they could make money off of it also, they started to take over the hip-hop, and the death blow was Biggie. When Biggie dropped, that whole era was erased. The showbiz, the whole balance was completely shattered. Like, half of those artists you never heard the next day. Even his label mate, Craig Mack, was no more. It was all now. They run the same playbooks every time. You know what I'm saying? Like in the 70s when black people was coming up and doing their things in the 60s, 70s, then they bring the whole Mac image. You know what I'm saying? Then again, they hit us with the same thing, what they do with the Snoop Dogs and everything else. They bring that Mac image again. It's like the last, I think it's like in the second Matrix where they show on the screen and everything, the architect shows on Neo. Like, you've been through this 1,000 times already. They run the same playbooks. Like, the war between Biggie and Tupac was the same playbook as the war between his mother, Feeney, and Huey P. Newton on the West Coast. So, I know I done went up, of course, but that's what hip hop was to me, though. Don't say it was the affirmation to youth that was walking around that you're not crazy. We had albums like It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, you know what I'm saying? Walking down the street, you can see books like ISIS Papers and Behold a Pale Horse. Like, the culture was on the uprise, and every time we're on the uprise, you see they attack us through the culture and they attack us through drugs, you know what I'm saying? The 60s, the 70s, it was heroin, you know what I'm saying? The 80s, 90s, it was crack, you know what I'm saying? And it's always the same culprit, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I hope that answered the question somewhere.
You did. You did.
All right.
But jeez. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
The youth of today, when listening to your music, may consider it to be rap. But you don't see yourself as an actual rap artist. You see yourself as a true spoken word artist. How would you let them know that your music is not of a rap or hip-hop gender, but it is of true spoken word?
I always thought that poetry is like the jazz of hip-hop. When I was, you know what I'm saying, younger and writing poetry, I always saw it as like that, being the jazz of hip-hop. So I could see how they could see that is. But the rap artist, I guess he has more rules to what he could do, you know what I'm saying? He got a rhyme or whatever. You know, the poetry is you could have whatever style you choose to have, you know what I'm saying? So from Alan Watts to whatever. So, yeah, you know, it really wouldn't be an issue with me, you know? I'm not, definitely not trying to be a rapper. You know, I've been in groups, I am in groups with rappers and all that. So we intermix, we do our thing, you know? It's I guess it's one and the same, but, you know, peace out to all the rappers. But when I think of somebody that I want to do better than, think of like a Gil Scott or somebody, you know, but I got a lot from Rakim's and all of them too. So I guess the two styles for me, just mixed up. Mm-hmm. But I'm a spoken word artist. I've been doing poetry since like the fourth grade, night, probably earlier than that, probably like the second, third grade, you know. So I performed at different poetry clubs, you know what I'm saying, in the early 90s. I performed with other poets. There's poets it's like the Saul Williams, the Most Deaths, the Marsha Vandellas, I was part of that spoken word. Before someone came and categorized it as spoken word, to us it was just poetry. Just youths coming together, not knowing, you know what I'm saying, Black people really did poetry like that, and just started up reading to each other, to it grew into a crowd. So I'm from all that spectrum. Like, back in the days, I didn't listen to, like, rap records, to, like, how people be in the mirror singing, like, rap records and all that. I was listening to Malcolm X trying to talk like him. So, like, I got put on to Malcolm X, and there was this store around my way named House of a Million Earrings, and I went and bought, like, every Malcolm X tape, the record I could find. And I was just blown away that everything he was saying was happening right in front of me to the right now. It's like crazy, you know? So, yeah. Hope I answered that one too.
Well, I noticed you said that you sung with a group, and you do sing with a group.
Yeah.
How has that collaboration worked with what you do spoken word-wise and balancing it out with other members?
Yeah, I think from one of the first groups I was in, a group named MBRC, from that I learned how to mix the poetry with a beat, to write songs, write hooks. And I guess I got the whole formula, and I just took it further. But to work with groups, yeah, it's a good thing, you know. They say the listener always grows stronger than the talker. So I just soak it in, and people got different ideas, and we just learn and build and produce the greatest projects, and we both can come to, we take each other out of our comfort zones and just do something different than we would do as solo artists. So it's dope. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is what I want to do. I want to go ahead and I want to play one of your songs right now.
Okay.
This song that I'm going to be playing for you is called Hell, and it's by my featured artist, Evening Is Watts.
Let's do this, yo. Yo, for real. Yo, let's go to hell. Yo, we can torment Ronald Reagan. We can slap up George Bush. All these devils.
Babylon.
Ronald Reagan, Henry Kissinger. If you're here in hell, I know there's a heaven for a G. I volunteered to come here to hell. I had to murder pigs, family, lit match, burned them like your dead prophet Nat Turner. Pigs came, they tried to murder me. Hospital, returned again. What saved my life could have saved John F. Kennedy after his skull messed up Jackie Kennedy's nice dress. I picked them crackers off so bad, wanted to murder me two times. New York State ain't executing years for me with radio a week after trial. So now I'm in hell to torment the torturers, the Rothschilds, and the Cicerones, every devil, cracker, and whip. Hitler ain't the worst monster in the Caucasian closet. We're the founding fathers. Tupac don't belong down here. Say heaven boring. And hell listening to Biggie kicking the door on Columbus. Beat him so bad the devil stopped.
Father, God, go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. I don't know what city I'm in. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. Babylon. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. I don't know what city I'm in. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. Babylon. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell.
Yes, all this make-believe like religion. Might be a heaven for a G, ain't a heaven for Ronald Reagan or Giuliani. They go to hell, tormented by African screams, burned on fires like accused rapists, but were innocent, like for real Tupac. They picked up murder, Michael Stewart down here right now. But we know that heaven is here on earth, like our hell. Made it to become the invaders that murdered and killed us. Confusion, African, but mind, body, Caucasian. Conflict that take out on Africans. Black like you, many black like you. Tremendous African people. Join me now, murder this devil. He's the one that caused it. That's why hell became flames, cause Africans that shine killed the devil. That in the snap of a finger, the devil was reborn and the ones that killed him.
Go to hell, go to hell, go to hell. I know that I'll see you all in hell. Go to hell, go to hell, go to hell. Babylon.
Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. All right, everyone, that song I just played was Hell, and is by my featured artist and guest this evening, Iz Watts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Iz.
Yeah.
What was it that inspired you to write the song Hell?
I guess how if you break away from that and start to learn your African culture and religion, like if you see stuff like The Exorcist and all that, like it might have scared you as a kid. If you see it now, it look mad silly. And your conqueror and you can't have the same spirituality. You know, so I was thinking of that. It was kind of like people like Ronald Reagan and all these people that they hold up in high esteem, blood on their hands. And it's like, and you're trying to make them out to be like these magnificent figures, and these are the same figures that was behind crack and cocaine coming into the community and taking that and exchanging that, sending that to Nicaragua to fight their dirty wars, and then getting caught, and then acting like all of a sudden you got Alzheimer's now. And this is the people that they try to hold up, that we supposed to look up to. So I'm like, even if you feel that was real, like how could a person like that go to heaven? They must be in hell. You know, all these cop killers and all these people must be there. So they say it's a place to be tormented. So what better place to go? You know what I'm saying? The people, I talk about a brother like Michael Stewart that was killed in, it's the, probably the 80s. He's an artist and friends with Basquiat and Madonna. Like, it's just regular folks, regular teenagers or whatever. And he was killed by police. Or even to see another dude that was killed, another brother that was killed, was Anthony Baez. He was killed in a chokehold on Christmas. And because him and his brother decided, because it started to snow a little, son, they decided to throw a football up and down the block with each other. And the football hit a police car. And the cop was like, don't make it hit the car again. And they messed around as teenagers and hit the car again. And he got out the car and gave him a chokehold. And the chokehold was supposed to be outlawed through that case. And he turned around and do the same chokehold on Eric Garner and dude don't even go to prison. That goes to show you, because the people used to get stuff so quick because we programmed. This history of America is like an onion that we fail to unravel. That's why we keep repeating and getting like that Matrix movie. But hell, I guess, was to say in the imaginary world. But if you had a chance to pick and choose, I feel nothing for me, that would be the better spot. Because, you know, you got people like Cecil Rhodes, like I said, like people in the Congo and people chopping up hands and legs and feet and selling them with chocolates. Like, they do stuff like that because we so easily forget and go along. So, but I know I be going on. Yeah, but hell was inspired through what we were told, you know what I'm saying, the spooky man with horns and all that. So I said, let me just write a song about it if everybody we despised was living down there. You know, and I had to shout out Tupac too, you know what I'm saying. And when I thought of that, I was thinking of, I can't remember the exact song, but I know in a song he says, heaven for a G. And his last video, one of his last videos was him in heaven. So I was like, I know you don't like it up there. You coming down here with me. And, you know, and then we had to throw in a biggie and switch it up. And we beat Columbus ass instead of black on black. So I enjoyed writing that one, you know.
Okay. Now, with everything that you've learned over the years, you've had some accomplishments that you've had. earned, and one of them was you performed at the Apollo Theater. Now,
yeah.
Was that the first time you performed?
Nah.
At the Apollo?
I performed. I think that might have been the one and only time. The Apollo back then was more open. Like, they even had, like, a radio station you can go listen to in the audience. WBAI, Gary Imhotep, and all of them. You know what I'm saying? That's also why stations like yours is a blessing, because it was stations like that made the things like Million Man March be possible. It was like all those, the white folks didn't catch on to late. It was all those underground stations like Bob Law and all those AM and FM, BAI. I know out there on that coast you got your own, but that's why the radio stations is so important, because these large companies is like buying up, you know what I'm saying, most of it, Clear Channel and all these other people, and the voice that's allowed to be heard is only what they can control. You know, even when one or two of them go a little berserk, you know what I'm saying, they fall back in line. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say no names, but you call them molesters and all these other things 1 second, then when they cut that check, you back with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, how much millions does it take to be free? Right? It must take a lot of money to be free in this world. I was like, Nick Cannon can't get free. Whoopi Goldberg can't get free. You know what I'm saying? And they close to billions. So I'm saying they millions now, but like, how much money do you need to have to be able to stand for what you say? We done seen
okay.
These artists. They done said many times stuff that, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you practically get what the person said. Like, why is it a big deal? And they had to go back and do this whole apology tour. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's crazy.
So
I'm sorry. I'll be going. I came up listening to too many, I guess, Bob Marley interviews or something.
Well, you know, that helped you grow into the person that you are right now,
yeah,
as an artist. So, you know, that your growth and where you're at today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play another one of your songs.
Hey.
This song is So High, and it's by our featured guest this evening, is Watts.
Herb is acting a GDL like a tiny tail fence so you can live if you use it. The more you accept Herb, the more you accept Rastafari. You're gonna say, we who accept Herb. Herb is not, Herb is important, but Herb is more important to the people who don't accept.
I'm so high, I'm so high, I'm so high, I'm so high. It's like I'm flying, babe. Africa.
Children of Adam Band. You're listening to In the Know with Ohiniwa.
All right, then. That song you just heard was So High. It's by my featured guest, Iswat. What was the story behind So High?
That's the Rick James and the Mars Day and the Prince and the, that's the funk. I gotta say George Clinton on spot. I gotta say James Brown now. See, I can just keep going. Like the harmonies and I guess I feel there's a point where even I gotta throw in a message too. You know. Being in America is rough. I guess being in the world is rough, you know, because, you know, most of the world leaders is corrupt. But so I just came out of all just that funk vibe. I guess I was picturing like Snoop Dogg or somebody, you know what I'm saying? Just, I guess in that Cali sun, because, you know, it's freezing as hell out here in New York. But, you know, it's just that summer vibe. That's what that is. You know, that soul to soul and all them great memories. Mm-hmm. That's inspiration too. That's some great artists came out of England too, you know what I'm saying? Like Loose Ends. Those is the inspirations behind the music too, you know. They had a good balance. Hold them good.
Okay. Well, right now, we are close to that time. Is
right.
Time has gone by.
Okay. Yeah, because you know I talk, right?
I want to appreciate you and thank you for coming on with me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Is there anything you would like to say to anybody out there before I let you go?
You can listen to the album on all music platforms. Is what, and you'll enjoy the message and the musical movie too. It's a variety, yeah?
Okay. Well, Iz, you have a good night.
Thank you.
You're
good
welcome.
Night.
Good night. I want to thank my guests for being on with me tonight. I want to thank everyone, all my listeners, for listening in. My next show is on March 16th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Any events will be talked about at a later date. To make note that the music showcase has changed from the first Saturday of each month to the first Thursday of each month. This month's music showcase aired on March 2nd and was hosted by Elle. Also remember to check out Getting Real with Roz. Her next show will air live on March 20th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Getting Real with Roz broadcasts live the third Monday of each month. But before we go, and end the show for the evening. Can you please listen to this?
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday nights called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in. I hope you all have a nice night.
Thank you.